Protesters block access to Confederation House in St. John's, forcing the government to postpone their budget. NHL enforcer suffered from CTE, family says. The Supreme Court to hear case about how nosy police are allowed to be in our cell phones without a warrant. UN officials warn of catastrophic humanitarian crisis unfolding in Sudan, and 87 people have been kidnapped in Nigeria. Good morning. It's Thursday, March 21st. 21st, 21. Wow. I'm Nora. Here are your headlines. There was some seriously impressive activism going on yesterday in St. John's, and it delayed the release of the province's budget. CBC's Ryan Cook and Adriana Kelland report that fishermen showed up yesterday morning and managed to block access to Confederation Building on budget day. This morning, armed with an injunction, Premier Anthony Fury hopes that he'll be able to arrest the protesters who promised to be back in force today. Fury said this, quote, "No one wants 500 people to be arrested tomorrow morning." Unquote. And by the time you hear this, the arrests may have started. Check the news. The fishermen are mad that they can only sell fish to buyers within the province. The idea is that by selling only to Newfoundlanders and Labradorians, they can create an industry within the province. But the price of crab dropped last year significantly, and that has triggered people to call for more flexibility in selling of their catch. And the protests go beyond crab to other things that fishermen catch. Mounted police charged at the crowd yesterday, and two protesters were charged with assaulting the horses. One protester broke his hip. The union, Food, Fish, and Allied Workers, Unifor, issued a notice yesterday saying that members should respect the injunction or else risk being arrested. Next, the family of Chris Simon has told the press that the former NHL enforcer died by suicide. Simon was from Wawa, Ontario, and he was Ojibwe. His family believes strongly that his suicide was the result of chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE, which is a chronic illness of the brain that is triggered by receiving multiple blows to the head, whether multiple concussions or multiple hits. The Canadian Press's Joshua Clipperton notes that Simon was in more than 100 fights over the course of his career. He played in 782 games over 15 seasons. CTE is controversial for league owners, both the NFL and the NHL. The NHL denies that there is a link between hockey and CTE. But researchers have found that there is a relationship between people who have CTE and people who die by suicide, car accidents, or drug overdoses. In fact, researchers at Columbia University found that enforcers, the hockey players who are on the ice to brawl, died a decade younger than their peers of similar body profile and who played in the same position. The study analyzed data from more than 6,000 players between the years 1967 and 2022. Simon had an impressive record. He wasn't just an enforcer. He scored 144 goals and had 161 assists. He won the Stanley Cup in 1996, playing for the Colorado Avalanche. Next, the Supreme Court will hear a case today that will determine what is reasonable access for police to have to our cell phones. Alex Boutelier from Global News outlines the case that is before the court. In 2017, police had a search warrant to search the house of Kyle Gammey in Guelph, Ontario. As they searched him and his house, the police found cocaine and cash and two cell phones. During the search, police held Gammey's phone, and one of them got a text message from a guy named Dew, who Boutelier says was, quote, another suspected drug dealer, unquote. Dew wrote this, quote, "Family, I need $1,250 for this half, though, yo," unquote. And the message popped up. Dew sent another message saying that he didn't want to drive around, quote unquote, with it. The police decided to take action, assuming they're about to bust a drug transaction in progress. They said that they thought $12.50 for this half was referring to heroin laced with fentanyl. The sergeant in charge told an officer to respond to the text, pretend to be Gammey, and tell Dew to come to the residence that they were at. Dew came and was chased, searched, and arrested. Police recovered 14 grams of heroin laced with fentanyl on him. Due is likely Dwayne Alexander Campbell, and Dwayne Alexander Campbell challenged the police decision to pretend to be him and lure him to what was essentially a trap. The Crown argued that the police didn't need a warrant to access Gammy's phone because, quote, police had to act quickly to keep drugs off the street, unquote. The Court of Appeal agreed with that logic. Today, Campbell's lawyer will be arguing to the Supreme Court that using text messages in that way was akin to using a wiretap, something that is illegal because it is done without a warrant. Next to international news, the UN is sounding the alarm on the humanitarian crisis in Sudan. As the country approaches 1 year at war, Adem Warsornu, director of operations of the UN Office of the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, said that Sudan's humanitarian crisis is one of the worst in recent history. More than 8 million people have been displaced. 18 million people are facing quote-unquote acute food insecurity, and 730,000 children are believed to be suffering from malnutrition, reports Al Jazeera. 5 million people are on the brink of being catastrophically food insecure. In South Sudan in particular, the conditions are brutal. UN officials call for international interventions to try to bring peace back to Sudan by having the Rapid Support Forces and the Sudanese military end their war and step up humanitarian assistance. And finally, at least 87 more people have been kidnapped in Nigeria. That is in addition to the 286 students who were kidnapped a few weeks ago. The abduction happened in the area of Kajuru in Kaduna State. People were removed from their homes at gunpoint in the night. Local security forces have said that they will try to rescue people, and about 5 people have managed to escape. The local village head, Tanko Wada Sarkin, said that this is the 5th time that his village has been raided. Some 4,777 people have been kidnapped in Nigeria since last May. Those are your headlines for Thursday, March 21st. I'm Nora. You're listening to this podcast at sandynora.com, on the Real News Network podcast feed, and anywhere you get your podcasts. Don't forget to share the daily news. Tell people what's going on. Spread the good word. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.